Navigating the turbulent waters of divorce has become an all-too-familiar part of contemporary family dynamics, with parents frequently finding themselves locked in legal battles over the custody of their children and the division of property, including the family home. This situation is not only common but also fraught with emotional, psychological, and financial complexities that can leave lasting scars on all parties involved. In the midst of a divorce, it is almost a given that one or both parents will experience significant emotional distress. The breakdown of a marriage signifies not just the end of a romantic relationship, but also the dismantling of a shared life and dreams. Families are torn apart, with members no longer sharing the same living space, which ushers in a profound period of stress, depression, and existential questioning for many. This upheaval forces individuals to confront a painful inquiry: must the process of divorce be so inherently agonizing, and how does one navigate the allocation of emotional damage? Typically, the narrative sees the father moving out, embarking on the daunting task of starting over. This involves acquiring new furniture, kitchenware, and other household essentials to create a semblance of normalcy in a new, often smaller, residence. The father faces the challenge of ensuring that his new home is ready and welcoming for the children's visits. However, the underlying tension and the struggle to maintain a positive environment can often undermine these efforts. Conversations may inadvertently veer into criticism or negative remarks about the other parent, muddying the waters of familial relationships and affecting the children's perception of their parents. The transition to single parenthood and the accompanying emotional roller coaster can lead to profound changes in one's sense of self. Men, in particular, have shared feelings of anger and betrayal towards their ex-partners, emotions that stem from unresolved issues at the end of the marriage or ongoing conflicts. It is in these moments that the importance of self-awareness and restraint becomes paramount. Fathers must be vigilant about their behavior and conversations during visitations with their children, ensuring that discussions are positive or neutral, especially regarding the other parent. By fostering a respectful and supportive environment, they can mitigate the potential negative impact on their children's well-being. However, navigating the aftermath of a divorce extends beyond managing personal emotions and interactions during visitations. The broader challenge involves maintaining civility and cooperation in the face of pain and resentment. This endeavor is crucial, as children are highly perceptive and can be deeply affected by parental discord. Engaging in arguments in front of the children or using them as pawns in disputes can have detrimental effects on their psychological health. The path to healing and effective co-parenting involves a significant amount of humility and self-reflection. Parents must strive to look beyond their immediate feelings of hurt and consider the perspective of their children. This often means swallowing one's pride and working towards a relationship with the ex-spouse that prioritizes the well-being of the children above all else. Such an approach requires a delicate balance between acknowledging one's emotions and focusing on the future, reminiscent of the compromises and adjustments made during the marriage. One of the most challenging aspects of moving forward post-divorce is dealing with the introduction of new partners. This delicate situation requires careful navigation to ensure that the children feel secure and supported. Parents must differentiate between feelings of jealousy and legitimate concerns for their children's safety. Introducing new partners should be approached with caution and sensitivity, with an emphasis on gradual integration into the children's lives. Furthermore, fostering a collaborative and inclusive environment that involves the ex-spouse and potentially new partners in family activities can significantly benefit the children. Such inclusivity not only normalizes the new family dynamics but also demonstrates a united front of support and love for the children. Making decisions regarding the children's health, education, and overall well-being should be a joint effort, involving all adults in the children's lives to ensure a cohesive and supportive approach. In conclusion, navigating the complexities of divorce and its aftermath requires a profound commitment to self-growth, cooperation, and a focus on the children's needs. By embracing humility, maintaining open lines of communication, and prioritizing the well-being of the children above personal grievances, divorced parents can lay the foundation for a healthy and supportive environment. This not only aids in personal healing but also ensures that the children emerge from the experience with a sense of security and love, ultimately fostering respect and admiration for their parents' resilience and dedication.